What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Meeting Mouthmas, a pavement podcast. Hey, it's JD here, and I'm back for another episode of the Meeting Mouthmas podcast. How are you doing, motherfuckers? I hope you're doing well on this lovely Monday, December 25th, Christmas for some of you. I hope you are with family and friends regardless and are just enjoying yourself. If you're not, well, then what can I do to help you? Maybe a Spiral Stairs interview? It's a wide-ranging piece. We talk everything from riding lawnmowers to, there's a delicious scoop in here that you're going to need to save up for in 2024. So I hope you're ready for that. I'll let Spiral tell that story, though. I also have a scoop of my own, and that is that next week we will be releasing the trailer for our new pavement themed podcast, the countdown, the pavement top 50 countdown. And in a staggering piece of news that I'm revealing here in the intro, I don't tell Spiral this, I'm actually going to count down the whole 100. I'm going to count down the top 100. On the bonus feed, I'll be counting down from 100 to 51 every week. There will be a new episode in the bonus feed. $3 a month to sign up for, $20 for the year. You can't go wrong. It's going to last a year, this whole excursion into the countdown. So there's that. Enough shilling. Let's celebrate. Let's raise a glass of milk to the end of another day. That's what I have for you. And why don't we kick it off with a song first, before we head right into that interview. This is For Sale, the Preston School of Industry on Meeting Mouthmas, a pavement podcast. Stairs.
Preston School of Industry has closed its doors. Now we're all waiting for the chance to take our break and then kill yourself.
Situated on a hill, a low, low.
Of a rock star mowing the lawn on a Saturday.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, needs a little bit. Need some mowing. Not a big lawn, it's just, you know, takes about 40 minutes or so.
Gotcha.
I used to have a ride-on mower last time I lived in Australia. We had like an acre of land, so I had a ride-on mower. That was really fun.
That would be fun. Cup holder on the side.
It was great. It was great. That would take like over an hour, maybe even more, to do that long. And I was pretty bored, so I think I would mow it once a week.
So how you been, man?
Yeah, good. Yeah, all good.
Excellent.
All good. The kid just graduated her primary school yesterday, so we're all excited here. They start high school here in at seventh grade, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So now she's on vacation now until she starts high school February 1st. They get quite a long break here.
So they go back February 1st, and then when are they done?
December 6th or something. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So they go right through.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's different. We're opposite here in the Southern Hemisphere. Where are you? You're in Portland.
I'm in Portland right now, yeah.
Cool.
And I'm disappointed that it's not just indie music playing on all the street signs or something, you know?
Other than
the coffee and the beer, right?
Yeah, it's mostly meth heads trying to step out of the way of meth heads.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Jeez. So, talk to me a little bit about touring, because it seems like you guys have been on the road for 2 years now.
Yeah, sort of. I mean, you know, 2022 we were on the road for a lot of, I mean, not really. I mean, it was kind of off and on, you know. I mean, really the only major touring we did was the U.S. tour. And then, you know, the kind of the European tour, which kind of just came right after that. And then we just did, you know, the odd festival. And then we just kept getting offers to play, you know. So it kind of led us through 2023, you know, to where we did the Iceland thing. And then, you know, we had the Iceland offer, and so we just kind of built some shows around that, and then kind of the same thing with New York in when was that?
In the fall.
In the fall. We just kind of built some, you know, shows around the festival offers we got, and yeah, and then now it's just, you know, we were always planning to do South America, but we were just kind of waiting for the right offers, and so now that's taking us into 2024. And
now, are there
it feels like we've been on the road for a long time, but it's actually, we've had long breaks in between each which is kind of cool, because, you know, kind of we have to get together every time and rehearse. So it's a nice reunion with everybody, because you get together and you know the songs, but it's just like going through them and making sure they're
just going through,
you know,
endings and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's, we got to do that again. I don't know where that's going to be. We're going to still trying to figure that out, but, so that's exciting. I mean, that's in May. And then I don't know. We don't have anything else planned. But, you know, you never know. It's, I mean, Steve kind of said he was kind of exhausted by it. But that was just after the New York shows and everything. So, you know, as months go by of not playing, we could always get an offer, and it's something really fun and cool. You know, you might see a tweet.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. We'll see. This movie's coming out next year, I think. So maybe there'll be something associated with that. I'm not quite sure.
How much can you talk about that?
I don't know. What do you want to know?
Well, I just don't know if it's like embargoed or, you know.
Well, it's not done yet. It still needs to be edited. But we saw a kind of Alex's version, first kind of edit version, and it's like over 2 hours long. So everybody's like, "That's a little too long." But I don't know. We'll see what Alex thinks. It's pretty cool. It's
well, everything I've read about it is just like it's going to change movies. Like it's like a different version of a movie.
I guess. I mean, it's different. I don't know. I'm just a little too close to it, you know? So it's, I mean, the people that have seen it who, I mean, I don't know. I guess he's shown it to focus groups and stuff, and they seem to like it. So, I mean, I like
it. It's fucking radical. A pavement movie in 2024.
I know, right? Hopefully.
Would you have ever guessed?
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see.
Speaking of movies,
you know, my fingers are, you know, they're not quite, the calluses are still kind of there, but they're going to go away at some point, because, you know, mowing the lawn, you don't get really any calluses from mowing the lawn.
No, I guess not.
Unless you play
guitar. Well, then that leads to two things that I want to ask you. Pin one. I don't know why there's balloons.
That's weird.
That was weird. The first one is, you were doing a lot of stuff with the Gary movie.
Yeah.
Are they still releasing it at festivals and things like that? Or now that he's passed, have they?
Yeah, I think they've kind of done their festival run. I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. I mean, I think they were talking about kind of filming an epilogue and, kind of trying to fit that in somehow. But I think, you know, I think they still plan on trying to do a real release of the movie at some point this next year.
Well, that's cool.
I haven't really talked to the guys much since Gary died, and or Jerry. I talked to Jerry a bit. Gary's wife, kind of around the time that we played New York, because Gary's brother came to the show and with his son, and so it was nice to see him. And
sorry you have to go through that, man.
Oh, yeah, it's kind of crazy when I'm, you know, watching the Alex movie. I was watching it. It just kind of, I was like, whoa, that's right. Gary died. Very strange. Very strange to think that he's gone. But
yeah,
he's legend, that guy.
Yes. So
there was a question that came in from Twitter or Reddit.
I'm not sure which one. But it was actually asking about the Terror Twilight outtakes with you and Gary. The tracks from that, they were saying that there's not been a whole lot said about those.
So they were curious. Well, pretty simple. I mean, really, those kind of came, you know, after, I think when we decided to, I think Domino wanted to put out Major Leagues as a single, like an EP. And they, you know, they said, do you have any extras? And we didn't really have any extras. You know, I think Steve had, you know, a couple of those, he had like demos for a couple of the songs. And I think I had been talking to Gary about, because I was starting to kind of think about doing my solo record around that time. And, I just went in and had these two kind of songs I had, and Gary's drums were perfect for it. You know, they were really cool. And I just, they kind of felt like Pavement songs, you know, like, with his drumming so I just sent them to Steve and I said, you know, look, let's, you know, and he's like, fine, that's perfect. Put them on there. And I guess, you know, because it was an EP or whatever, no one really heard them at the time because it was a British 7-inch. I mean, maybe with the Terror Twilight reissue now, you know, they're in the digital world, but, you know, yeah, they're cool songs. You know, the first one, Your Time to Change, I think it's in the movie, in Alex's movie a little bit. So that'd be kind of fun to hear that there. But Gary's, it was, you know, we went into his studio. It was just, you know, it was kind of, he still, you know, pretty much had it together and ripped those out pretty quick.
Cool.
Yeah. Like the old days.
Yeah.
No, Nigel Godrich.
Yeah. Especially, I guess, at the same time you were working with Nigel Godrich, right?
Yeah. But that was way before, that had been done at least a year before, really.
You know. Oh, before the Major Leagues EP came out.
Oh, yeah. We recorded that record I don't know. I know when it was. It was just, but it was at least a year before the record kind of came out, all the singles came out.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It was kind of near.
So what about you?
The end.
What about you after Melody Attacks? Is there any more Spiral Stairs or Preston School of Industry?
Well,
you're talking about the calluses on your finger. I mean, that would take care of those.
I just did a little solo show at a bar here in near me called, it's actually called Wowie Zowie.
That's
these cool guys have this great bar there, and they had a show, and so I did a little solo thing with 3 weeks ago or something like that. So I ended up playing a couple of Preston School songs that I've never played in a long time. So those are really fun. Kind of rehash. I did Walk of a Girl and Treasure at Silver Bank, I think I did. And so it was awesome. It was good to kind of relearn those. And then I did a bunch off the new record. And so I don't know. I mean, I'm playing guitar and making up songs. I don't really have any material yet to record, but it's all here, ready to go when an idea pops in my head.
You have a studio at home?
Not really, just a little computer setup. Then if I go, I'll probably go to LA if I record at my friend's studio there. But maybe in May. Maybe I'll do some songs in May. Who knows? I'm not really that worried.
You're just chill, man.
It comes when it comes, you know?
Yeah. There's no... This isn't the 90s where it's like you have to have a CD every year or every year and a half.
No. I mean, I did those last three pretty quick in succession. But I don't know. I mean, it's the last, 2 years being kind of on the, all over the place, California, then Australia, and on tour. It's been hard to write anything, but just need to be at home for a while and start complaining about things.
so I guess that means when you guys are doing tours on, and you're on the road, has there been anything in the way of exchanging ideas for anything that could be construed as New Pavement? I don't think I'm in the camp that necessarily wants New Pavement, but it's a cool thing to think about.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time kind of when we were playing some of those shows, when we were kind of, there was a moment, some moments where we were like, we could have thought about doing some new stuff, but I don't know. It's fun playing the old songs, I mean, the songs stand up pretty good to where we're not bored by them.
They sure do.
Maybe if we were bored, we'd be like, all right, let's make up something new. But I don't know, you never know. I mean, we're a much better band than we were in the 90s or 2010. I think, we're definitely way more confident in our abilities to play.
That's cool.
But yeah, we're not really, it's not like the old days where, in soundcheck, we're just kind of jamming and making up kind of thing. I mean, in soundcheck, we would just kind of, if we would play other songs besides ours, they'd be just like covers of REM or, Led Zeppelin or something.
Well, that's
boring stuff.
I would love to hear Pavement covering Led Zeppelin. That is fucked.
And but you never know. I mean, it would be fun. I'd be into it for sure. I think it would be interesting to try to write a song after 30 years.
Yeah. But what does that even look like, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I write songs. I definitely have written songs where I've thought in the back of my mind, this could be a Pavement song.
Right.
You know, maybe Steve does too. But we got the hit, so.
That's true. I don't know if you know what my next project is.
No.
So on this feed, next year, every week of the year, I'm counting down the top 50 Pavement songs as voted by the listeners.
Okay.
So I basically sent out a call for people to submit their top 20 lists. And then I assigned a score to everything and then put it through a spreadsheet. And it spit out 50 top songs. But what's really interesting, this shows you how deep your catalog is. Is even though I only asked for top 20, I ended up with 120 songs mentioned.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's so there's 70 that I won't be counting down.
Wow.
But 50 I'm going to count down starting January 8th.
You could have your own Sirius channel.
Yeah. There you go.
I was listening. I was driving down to LA. I had to go back to the States a couple weeks ago, and I was driving from Cambria down to LA to catch my flight, and they had free Sirius in their rental car, and there was like a Bruce Springsteen channel and all these kind of Pearl Jam channel and Beatles channels. So I listened to the Beatles because I hadn't heard them in a while, you know. They're such a rare band to listen to. and it was like a countdown of the top 100 Beatles songs, you know. And so, yeah, I don't know. It should be a Pavement one. I bet you there would be, you know, you can get a Sirius channel.
Yeah, I'll work on it.
You know, they had guest DJs, you know, for every song, which was a little annoying, but would kind of tell a story
for every song in the countdown.
Yeah, or every three songs, you know, is a different person. But it's like, you know, the typical people like David Fricke, and you know, it's like, you know, but the pavement one would be kind of fun. You get like, you know, pretty weird people to do it, I bet.
I hadn't even thought about having guests.
There you go.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, you should look into it. There's probably some advertising money there. Serious.
Yeah. Money. Podcasting.
Well, that's cool. So, yeah, countdown. All right.
They don't go together.
I wonder what number one would be. Probably different for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, but there was a total consensus.
Oh, really?
There was one that really rose to the top. So, okay. Yeah.
I wonder if I would guess. Should I guess?
Sure.
Let's see. I can't
tell you, though.
I would probably say it was Strange Life.
What song?
Range Line.
Oh, that's a good pick. It's definitely in the top 50.
Oh, the top 50. We're in the top two.
Yeah, are you just gauging that from like the crowd reaction when you guys play?
Yeah, basically.
You always get that crowd
reaction. I think on this last tour, it was Harness Your Hopes kind of got the best crowd reaction, just because of all the kids in the audience these days.
Yeah.
You know.
What a trip.
Yeah, I know, right?
To have the song just bubble out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
That was, had that happened by the time you did your Meeting Malcolmus on that song, had that song become big yet?
Yeah, because yeah, I asked Steve about it, and he had a theory.
He had a theory.
Yeah, his theory was that somebody who works in the algorithm department at Spotify was a Pavement fan.
Mm.
And sort of dropped it in a playlist, and then Bob's your uncle.
Yeah, I could see that. That probably makes more sense than that. Whatever the what was the excuse they gave us? It was just randomly in there somehow.
Yeah. I don't know. Either way, though, it went viral.
Yeah. Oh, it helped us for sure.
Like when people heard it, they fucking liked it.
Yeah. They really did.
Yeah.
Good song.
My daughter didn't know it was Pavement. She knows it, but she was really surprised.
Cool. So, yeah. Well, that's cool. So you got a whole new thing going on. Did you go to Iceland? Did I see you in Iceland?
I didn't go. No, I couldn't make it happen. No.
Yeah,
I would have loved to.
People said they were going to Iceland, and I didn't see them. And I was like, oh, I wonder if they went and just never. They got too exhausted by the hike to the volcano or something, and just never really.
Yeah, maybe. It's definitely a weird country, though, huh?
It was fun. It's really fun to be there. Small town.
But it just looks so different. It looks like outer space or something.
Yeah.
Like the ground and the rocks and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, very volcanic. And yeah, you fly into the airport and it's like there's no trees at all. And you're kind of, and then, yeah, it takes you an hour to get into the town. And It's kind of strange, but it was cool. People that came were a really great crowd. You know, we played.
Oh, what a cool thing to do!
Really, three different sets, songs, and yeah.
Most people who went to like all three shows. I'm guessing, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, that's so neat. Yeah, I exhausted my travel budget following you guys in the UK.
Yeah.
Any news on the front of like vinyl reissues or anything to look for in 2024?
Yeah, we've got
other than the movie.
Yeah, we've got the 7-inch box sets coming out next year.
Whoa!
Yeah, 7-inch box set. It's looking really cool. I just saw the mock-up of it.
Is this something I can include in the podcast?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's cool. It's all the 7-inches and their B-sides. And their B-sides or just the 7-inches? Oh no, it's all the 7-inches and their B-sides. Yeah, it's the actual 7-inches. It's not just it's the actual vinyl, yeah. So and then it's got like, you know, the other kind of 7-inches we did as well. Like the blackout one and the I think that came free with one of the records, and
So if you're a completist, you're going to want this.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's a really beautiful package, and yeah. If you're a completist, you got to have it for sure. And if you're not, you know, it's just a really cool, you know, kind of artifact. You know, the artwork
is
really, you know, there's some new artwork in there and some liner notes and really cool. Yeah, I mean, 7-inches, that's kind of where we started. And And we kind of kept it up every record, you know, back in those days when you would do that. And, you know, like I would collect 7 inches from bands. Like, I think I just went through my 7 inches here and I was like, why do I have like 35 REM 7 inches? Oh, I guess I...
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I used to collect all their 7 inches. Smiths. Got all the Smiths 7 inches. Echo and the Bunnymen. Yeah.
They're touring again right now.
The Bunnymen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They constantly tour. I don't think they know what to do when they're at home. Can't get good cocaine at home. You have to get, you know. Okay, don't say that part.
All right, I'll cut that out. Well, man, it's always good to talk to you.
That's basically it. I mean, probably at some point, maybe a real box set, but we haven't even looked into that yet. There's been talk of
gotta reissue the Lux and Redux on vinyl.
Yes, that's we've been talking about that. But we've also been talking about a cool thing, maybe like a subscription thing for live records. We're thinking about doing maybe. I went to Matador when I was in New York, and a couple of old fans have sent them, you know, huge libraries of DATs from the 90s. And, you know, we're thinking maybe of starting to look into that, about maybe releasing some of that stuff on vinyl and maybe some of the stuff from this last tour, a lot of really good shows. So yeah, maybe like a subscription thing would be really fun, you know. So look out for that.
That's real cool.
Yeah. And somebody said something really funny that Matador will never be out of the pavement business. So, I guess, you know, it's kind of all right.
35 years and going strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. I mean, hopefully, you know, like I said, hopefully this movie kind of clicks and maybe we can, maybe that kind of help, you know, stir the pot a little bit. For next year or the year after, and maybe there'll be more shows. But
well, that would be
right cool. Now, if you want to see us, you got to come to South America.
That's right.
All right.
So, what are those dates again?
I think it's May, starting in May, maybe May 13th. I think we're in maybe in Santiago, Chile, and then we go to Buenos Aires, Argentina, then we go to Montevideo, Uruguay, and then we end up at a festival in Sao Paulo in Brazil. So,
that's going to be a huge.
Yeah, quick little run. And should be fun. A lot of flying for me.
Yeah, I guess so. Holy shit.
Long way to go.
Yeah. You wouldn't want to commute.
No.
All right, dude. It's been great talking to you, as always.
Okay. Good luck with everything.
Thanks so much.
Meeting Malcolm's is a weekly affair and is a production of Duver Podcasts and Such. Rate, review, share, and sponsor at meetingmalcolm's.com. Connect with JD at jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. And hey, I'm social. Follow me everywhere @meetingmalcolmus.
podcasts and such.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.